Day 132, or May the 12th. God hasn't forgotten you. Our thoughts today are rooted in Esther chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Now there was in the citadel of Susa a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, named Mordecai, son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, who had been carried into exile from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Now the big picture surrounding these verses. The book of Esther is the only book in the whole Bible that doesn't mention God by name, and yet it is impossible to read it without perceiving God's actions all the way through. In the book of Ezra, there is a period of about 60 years in between chapters 6 and 7, and it's during this time that Esther was queen of Persia, which was the all-conquering superpower of those days. Persia conquered Babylonia whilst the Israelites were in exile there. As a nation, the Jews could have been wiped out if it hadn't been for the action taken by Esther. The Jews today have a special celebration to remember this. It's called the Feast of Purim, and is held in the spring each year. Esther and her cousin Mordecai are pivotal leaders within Judaism, even though they spent most of their lives outside the Promised Land. And now, today's action step. It must have seemed like the end of the world when Nebuchadnezzar ransacked Jerusalem and took its inhabitants as captives to Babylonia. Amongst them was a man called Mordecai, who would have remained anonymous if he had not had a cousin called Esther. Both of their lives were turned upside down by this event. Many would have lost their faith when this happened, but neither of them did. They remained faithful. When the opportunity came to serve God, they were willing to respond and play their part. God never forgot Mordecai and Esther, and he won't forget you and me either. Are you ready to respond today? Your obedience may not change the world, but it could change your life and many others too.